Only about a half mile of the 32-mile-long Lake George is actually in Essex County. County supervisors on Monday passed a law that prohibits the launch or introduction of any item into Lake George before ensuring it is free of vegetation, foreign matter, or invasive species. Anyone using a boat launch must empty bilge areas and water-contaminating wells, and the craft must be washed before it enters Lake George. The intent is to, quote, protect the ecology of Lake George by preventing the introduction of any aquatic invasive species and therefore helping to protect the environment and economy of Essex, Warren, and Washington counties, unquote. Essex County Board of Supervisors Chair Randy Douglas says much of the intent of the law is educating the public.
Our number one goal was to support our two neighboring counties and the town of Ticonderoga, and also to get it out so people realize that it is a big issue and it can have not only an environmental but an economic impact on Essex County and our two neighboring counties.
Warren County has already passed an invasive species transport law. Town of Chester Supervisor Republican Fred Monroe, chair of the Warren County Legislative Committee, traveled to Essex County with the county attorney and the Lake George supervisor to ask for a similar law.
Lake George, 10 years ago, only had one invasive milfoil, and now they got five, and they've got one spiny water flea that you can't eradicate, and they've got Asian clams, where we spent $1.5 million already trying to eradicate it. Then we know there's like 50 other invasives in Lake Champlain, and there's more than that in the Erie Canal and the Mohawk River, and there's more than that in Lake Ontario, and there's more than that in the St. Lawrence Seaway. So, I mean, we're totally surrounded by invasives. And unfortunately, it only takes one boat to bring a new invasive into the lake and create a multi-million-dollar problem, which you may never be able to solve.
Lake George Park Commission Executive Director Dave Wick says Essex County's new law helps illustrate that invasive prevention is an important economic and environmental issue.
The goal is to have all the parties work together as best as possible. The Lake George Park Commission, we have a marine patrol on the lake that is working hand-in-hand with the boat launch stewards from Lake George Association, which is working hand-in-hand with the DEC NCON officers. And the nice thing is everybody has the same message. Let's educate and inform first, and hopefully people will understand that and come into compliance.
The new law pertains only to Lake George and no other water bodies within the county. Essex County Attorney Dan Manning says a united effort to prohibit invasive species in Lake George is prudent.
With respect to other lakes, ponds, and rivers in our county, we're going to study the matter further because it's going to take a great deal of coordinated effort between various counties, towns, villages, not to mention if you get into Lake Champlain, you'd be speaking with another country and another state.
The Essex County law, which is effective immediately, will be enforced by law and marine enforcement officers during regular patrols. Lake George Park commissioners will vote this month on how to proceed with a draft invasive species prevention plan for Lake George. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.